dust motes dancing in the afternoon sun. Same old patterns on the wallpaper undone. 40 years breathing this familiar air. Now it's just me and the silence I bear. The phone sits there, a beige plastic ghost, ringless and silent. What was it for the most? She'd say, answer it, dear. You never know who. Now the dial tone's a scream, a truth I can't get through. Remembering her voice, a gentle guiding hum. Now the cord feels heavy, my fingers feeling numb. Each twist and loop a moment we can't reclaim. Just a tangle of wires whispering her name. So I unplug the landline. A ritual so strange, wrapping up the cord. Oh, world rearranged. It's just plastic and copper, but it feels like my heart, tangled and cut right from the very start. Yeah, just plastic and copper, a very mundane end to a life that was everything. My mother and my friend. A little coiled wire, a familiar embrace, like the way she'd straighten my collar in this place. There's a smudge on the receiver from a favorite red lipstick and a tiny scratch where the cat used to slip. Trying to make it neat like she always would do, folding it just so for me and for you. But the emptiness is vast, the space where she should be, and this mundane task is drowning me. So I unplug the landline, a ritual so strange, wrapping up the cord. Oh, world rearranged. It's just plastic and copper, but it feels like my heart, tangled and cut right from the very start. Yeah, just plastic and copper, a very mundane end to a life that was everything. My mother, my friend. Maybe I'll use it as a leash for the dog, or tie it to the mailbox like a peculiar log. This house is full of echoes, and this chord's a new one, a reminder of everything and what's to be done.
All wound up now. wondering if I should plug it back in just to hear something.